The Planned Parenthood in Colombia began medical abortion services in August, bringing the number of licensed abortion clinics in Missouri to 2. But now, following a decision made by the University of Missouri healthcare system on Thursday, it looks as if, by December, Missouri may be back to only having one clinic offering abortion services in the state. Rebecca Smith from the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk has more.
The statement that I would make is we're not in the abortion business, have never been in the abortion business. And any characterization that we are in the abortion business is absolutely false.
That's Tim Wolf, the president of the University of Missouri system, fielding questions earlier this week in regard to the University of Missouri healthcare system's involvement in the licensing of the Planned Parenthood Clinic in Columbia.
We're not in the abortion business, have never been in the abortion business.
So let's take a step back. The Planned Parenthood Clinic in Columbia began performing medical abortion services in August. The last time it had offered these services was in 2012. The Planned Parenthood was able to resume these services because their doctor was able to get, quote, refer and follow privileges from the MU healthcare system. Essentially, these privileges allowed the Columbia Clinic to get a license to provide medical abortions. This is because a doctor has to have a partnership with a hospital that is within 15 minutes travel time or 30 miles of the abortion clinic. All of this credentialing process took place at the end of last year. But Laura McQuaid, the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Kansas and Mid-Missouri, says that's now changed.
Our doctor received notification yesterday morning via a voicemail followed by an emailed letter that MU Healthcare had eliminated the category of privileges in which she was privileged.
She says the doctor's privileges were eliminated due to political pressure.
We were outraged that an independent university, an institution of higher learning, would cave to political pressure and in their own press release would cite that this was prompted by Kurt Schaefer's Sanctity of Life Committee.
The exact comment in MU Healthcare's release was, quote, the review of MU healthcare policies and privileges was prompted by inquiries from various members of the legislature and public to MU's chancellor. Senator Kurt Schaefer, who's from Columbia, is the chair of the Senate Interim Committee on the Sanctity of Life, which has been investigating Planned Parenthood in Missouri and the legality of the Columbia Clinic's license. He says he was pleased to hear the announcement, and it's a step in the right direction.
You know, I think that the university absolutely did the right thing in reviewing that and making a determination that's not appropriate for the university. And for whatever reason they made the determination, I'm glad they're getting out of the abortion business.
MU Healthcare didn't provide anyone with a recorded interview for this story, but spokesperson Teresa Snow says the decision to eliminate refer and follow privileges was prompted by inquiries from legislators, but the decision was made because these privileges are no longer needed. She says the refer and follow privileges were created to allow providers to follow a patient's care through electronic medical records, and says that's something any provider can now do with a referral. According to MU Healthcare's release, there were only 2 employees out of MU Healthcare's 800-member medical staff utilizing these privileges. Snow says the University of Missouri healthcare system would be open to receiving and reviewing new applications for different privileges from the doctor at Columbia's Planned Parenthood Clinic. Laura McQuaid with Planned Parenthood says they are going to try and get new privileges, either different ones through MU Healthcare or through Boone County Hospital, to ensure they can continue to provide a full range of services for the community. When asked if he and the Sanctity of Life Committee would support this, if the Planned Parenthood Clinic did in fact get new privileges, Senator Schaefer simply says,
we will be vigilant to make sure the laws in the state of Missouri are followed.
From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Rebecca Smith.